Fellow citizens and residents of St. Christopher and Nevis, today is the World Day for Prevention of Child Abuse, and tomorrow is World Children's Day. These special days were established to increase awareness into issues that affect children and to encourage governments and societies to take proactive and preventative action on child abuse and measures to improve the lives of children everywhere. Both are guided by the Convention on the Rights of the Child. We refer to it as CRC, which was established by the United Nations. Our federation, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, was the first OECS country to have successfully signed the CRC in 1989. And last year, the 30th anniversary celebrations were held right here on our home turf. The theme for this year is protecting our children's innocence is our collective responsibility. End sexual violence. It is never easy talking about abuse because it is sensitive in its nature. And unfortunately, studies have shown that stress induced by the pandemic have led to several increases in cases of abuse, including child abuse. The government of St. Kitts and Nevis is therefore committed to preventing further abuse and urges everyone to do something preventative if they know something needs to be done. Child abuse is defined as an injury, emotional harm or death that is rendered to a child by a parent or caregiver. The World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse was launched in the year 2000 by the Women's World Summit Foundation, while World Children's Day was established 46 years earlier in 1954 by the United Nations. The convention was adopted in 1989 and it outlines the rights of every child, including the prohibition of any form of abuse found in Article 19. There are generally four types of child abuse. They are physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and child neglect. Physical abuse occurs when a parent or caregiver intentionally inflicts physical injury to a child, while sexual abuse occurs when an adult or an older child using another child for sexual pleasure or excitement. Emotional abuse is defined as emotional harm that is inflicted on a child, while neglect occurs when a parent or caregiver fails to provide the care and support that a child needs. The question therefore is, how can we accurately identify those types of abuse? Signs of child abuse often present themselves in a physical or behavioral manner. In physical abuse, some of the warning signs include frequent visible injuries with unexplained reasons, aggressive behavior, fear of parent or other adults, and self-destructive behavior. In the case of sexual abuse, the child may show difficulty walking or sitting, have bruising and frequent sexual infections, and it is important to note that there can be non-contact sexual abuse where a child is forced to view a sexual act, view a show, a sex show, or forced to engage in inappropriate sexual conversations. As a result, the behavioral signs include depression, eating disorders, aggression, a decline in academic performance, suicidal attempts, bedwetting, advanced sexual knowledge, and unusual sexual behavior. Signs for emotional abuse include clothing wetting and bedwetting, speech disorders, and obesity or weight fluctuations, A child may also seem withdrawn, aggressive, or anxious, and they might exhibit antisocial and suicidal behaviors. Finally, signs of child neglect include having a low body weight, hygiene problems, frequent wearing of dirty clothes or clothes with incorrect sizes, and talks about parent or caregiver being absent from home. The statistics at the Department of Probation and Child Protection Services show that in 2019, neglect was the most reported form of abuse, followed by physical abuse, sexual abuse, then emotional abuse. These together totaled 169 cases. Thus far in 2020, neglect is again the number one abuse reported. But an increase in sexual abuse now takes it to the second highest form of abuse, followed by physical abuse, then emotional abuse, which also increased in 2020 from 2019. These reports total 153 cases. In all of them, most of these victims were female, except for emotional abuse, where both male and female are equally reported. We know that many persons do not consider one-time physical incidents as child abuse if the child is not injured or impaired. Many also do not consider it abuse if the child is not damaged. We often forget the psychological and emotional scars, however, and that abuse often leaves much harm on children. We must be wary and vigilant and not fall trapped to the bystander effect by seeing or hearing something but doing nothing, believing or hoping also that someone else will come to the rescue. We are all responsible for protecting every child. This means if you know something, you should contact the relevant authorities, the police, the Department of Child Protection Services, whom you can phone at 467-1277, or the Special Victims Unit. You can also phone 665-3091. Help will be provided, which can include family intervention, criminal prosecution, medical and counseling help, and if needed, the removal of the child from the household. This situation could result in the child being temporarily placed in a foster home under the foster care program. To commemorate these two special days, World Children's Day and the Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Department of Probation and Child Protection Services is requesting that we all wear something blue tomorrow, which is Friday, 20th November. Wear something blue. Before I end, I would like to thank the Department and the Ministry of Social Services and also members of the Child Welfare Board, law officials, physicians, and any other individuals or groups working separately or collaboratively to help child victims. A special note of thanks is also extended to the inmates at Her Majesty's Prison for their service provided to the ministry in repainting of the Child Protection Department. They painted it in color schemes that helps to bring a sense of calm and comfort to clients or persons having reason to visit the department. I'm also encouraging you, my audience, to consider becoming a foster parent. Become a foster parent to help a child who desperately needs a temporary home. My hope is that we'll all treat and respect the integrity of our children. But in order for that to happen, we must first speak up and we must help. I close with the words of Charles Swindoll, who is an evangelical pastor somewhere in Texas. I quote, "Each day of our lives we make deposits in the memory banks of our children. So I urge all of us to deposit words and actions into the hearts of the children that last a lifetime. Positive words. Thank you.